Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Paige, tell me about Chi-Chi. What's going on?
So Chi-Chi actually was an owned animal, and sometimes it happens in this area that owned animals are not able to be cared for to the degree that the owner would like to take care of them. The owner took Chi-Chi to the vet in Freeport around February 12th, and splinted the leg that had been broken, and then took the dog home, was told to rest the dog, and unfortunately, as we all know, it's sometimes really difficult to, hold our animals the way that they need to be, and unfortunately, this kiddo ended up breaking its other leg when it jumped off the couch.
Chi-Chi came into our shelter after the owner, it's what we call an owner surrender in the animal welfare / shelter industry. And people surrender their animals for all different kinds of reasons. In this particular case, Chi-Chi just kind of fell into a place with the owners where the owners could no longer support what was needed for this kiddo. So they surrendered the dog to us, and then we immediately ended up getting it seen by our medical clinic officer, if you will, Dr. Sanchez. He's based out of Sugar Land, and his advice was that this dog receive a surgery. So we sent them off to a specialist, an orthopedic surgeon, to get that surgery done, and they actually completed the surgery yesterday, and now Chi-Chi is set up for the road to recovery, which is going to take anywhere from 4 to 6 weeks, depending upon how well this kiddo does.
And so, well, this is amazing. How expensive is this surgery?
So the surgery, it depends on the specialist, but that kind of surgery typically ranges anywhere between $1,200 and $2,800, depending upon the surgeon. And also the other cost that we have to take into consideration is the aftercare. That is sometimes a really big one, because what's involved in the aftercare is sometimes they end up being boarded at a veterinarian so that the vet can keep a close eye on them to make sure that we don't have any type of infection starting in. Sometimes they're on antibiotics, pain reliever medication after the fact, as well as being monitored for any potential infection that might start underneath the splint. And then, of course, rebandaging those splints during the healing time is also very important as well.
How is Chi-Chi reacting to this?
So Chi-Chi's doing quite well. Believe it or not, this kiddo seems like a trooper. I think we're young enough and strong enough and agile enough that I think that we're going to appreciate once both of our legs are fixed again. But so far, Chi-Chi is doing great, recovered from surgery very well, and is currently at Dr. Sanchez's office in Sugar Land making that recovery.
How old is Chi-Chi, do we know, and what kind of dog is Chi-Chi?
Yeah, so it's always kind of a guess in terms of, like, what kind of dog we are. We always have them labeled as, a mixed breed. This kiddo looks to be probably, like, maybe have some Chihuahua in us, and then we would guess Chi-Chi to be maybe around 4 years old as well.
What kind of reaction are you getting on Facebook as far as people wanting to help?
Yeah, so, it's really fantastic. I have to say that I really appreciate all our supporters here at Brazoria County SBCA. We have a very close community that is always willing to step forward when we post things. So far we're getting a good reaction from people wanting to donate. And the thing that I want people to know is, we have literally, hundreds of these type of cases come through our door all year long, every single year. So although we may post a special case that grabs a lot of attention, we are constantly trying to raise money to be able to meet the requirements for these kiddos that come in that have special medical cases.
When Chi-Chi is recovered, what happens with Chi-Chi then?
Yeah, so when Chi-Chi is recovered, Chi-Chi will actually go up for adoption. So what we do, we are considered what's called a no-kill animal shelter. And in the animal welfare industry slash world, what that means is that we don't euthanize animals for space reasons. We also try to do everything we can to make sure an animal is taken care of, no matter how sick they come to us. So what that means is that we help them through that process financially, whatever that means. We make sure that we get the proper finances in place or raise the money to be able to do that for each individual animal that needs special care. And then from that point, they go up for adoption. So sometimes that means they go into a foster home anywhere from a couple of days to several months, or they go straight into an adopted home for somebody who became interested in Chi-Chi through the, through any type of means, internet, getting the word out and things like that.
Is there already a list of people just begging to adopt Chi-Chi?
I'm not sure, to be honest with you. I would have to check on that, but I do know that more than likely this is clearly striking the hearts of some people. So I'm sure there will be a list of people wanting to take care of Chi-Chi once we get everything healed up.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.